Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it, for the Lord is good. Lord is wonderful. Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for this day, this Saturday morning. Thank you all for deciding to rise early on a weekend and just come together for word and prayer. Today is day 28. Day 28. Can you believe it? 12 more days left in our time together of fasting and prayer. And I pray that God is blessing you as we are on the downslope of our time of fasting and prayer together. All right, beloved, we're going to get right to the word this morning. The word this morning is coming from 1 Chronicles. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. 1 Chronicles chapter 16. And I want to read in your hearing verses 8 through 13. It reads very quickly. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 through 13. Here's what the word of the Lord says. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. Word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. Amen. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about ways to praise. Ways to praise. Beloved, when I was younger, I always thought that praising God was reserved for church service only. That the only time you clap your hands was in church, or the only time you shouted hallelujah was in church only. And so I had in my little mind and figured in my little spirit that that's the only place you give God praise. And to praise God outside of the church was just plain weird. It was not until I went to college that I recognized that I could praise God anywhere. I thought I had failed a midterm exam, only to find out, as the teacher was passing back out the exams, by God's grace and mercy, I passed the midterm. I did not fail. Once I got the paper, I waited until class was over. I waited till the room was empty. And I hollered out, thank you, Jesus. I couldn't wait that Sunday to get church and get my praise on. I gave God praise, however, in that moment, because in that moment, God deserved some praise. Have you ever been there where you just had the can't help it? Where you're saying to yourself, I know I probably should wait. It might be undignified to do it in this place, but in that moment, God deserved praise. The Bible tells us that David is rejoicing after God restored back to him the Ark of the Covenant. And David helps us with ways to praise. He helps us to understand that in that moment, you got to find ways to praise. So here's a relevant question. What are some ways we can praise? What are some ways we can praise? Well, beloved, there are three things out of this text that I believe will help us, give us some ways in which to praise. Notice this, verse 7 says, that day David first appointed Asaph and his associates to give praise to the Lord in this manner. So it's in this manner that we ought to find ways to praise. The first manner in which we ought to find ways to praise is that you ought to lift your praise about God to others. Yeah, lift your praise about God to others. Look at verse 8. Verse 8 says, give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name, watch it, make known among the nations what he has done. One of the ways in which you can praise is to lift God up to others. Make known among the people what the Lord has done. Testify to somebody about the goodness of God. Can I help somebody? Instead of gossip, we ought to learn to share the glory of God with others. See, don't brag about yourself and brag about what you did or brag about what you have. Brag on God. Brag about the goodness of God. And instead of, you know, talking about one another and saying, and listening in to a whole bunch of innuendo and speculation, or even if you just want to talk about an individual, listen, we ain't got time for that. Make known the praise and the things that God has done to others. Lift your praise about God to others. In this manner, give God praise. But then the second thing, beloved, is not only must we lift our praise to about praise of God to others, but we got to lift our praise directly to God. Lift your praise directly to God. Look at verse 9. Verse 9 says, sing to him. Praise, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wondrous or wonderful acts. I love it, beloved. Sing to him. Sing praises to him. Tell God just how good God really is. Tell God about his wonderful acts. Tell God how great he really is. In fact, beloved, you ought to look to him. You ought to look at him. You ought to say, God, you've been so good. You've been so awesome. You've been so mighty. You've been so wonderful. Verse 11 says, look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face. In other words, you ought to look to him. Look to him for his strength. And then you ought to learn to FaceTime God. That's what it's saying. Seek his face always. FaceTime God. Lift your praise directly to God. I love it, beloved. We ought to learn to praise God, and the way we lift our praise is to put it directly to him. So not only is it important, beloved, to praise God in this manner, to lift your praise about God to others, and not only is it important to lift your praise directly to God, verse 9 says, sing to him, sing praises to him. Verse 11 says, tell God how great he really is. Look to him, his strength, and seek his face. But then the third and final thing I want to show you, beloved, is that you've got to lift your praise about God directly to yourself. Lift your praise about God directly to yourself. Look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, glory in his name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. We ought to give God praise and direct that praise to ourselves, meaning that I'm going to make it my business to rejoice. I'm going to make it my business to rejoice. But it's also important, verses 12 and 13, that not only must you rejoice, but you must also remember. Remember. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 says, remember the wonders he has done, his miracles, and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Israel, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. It's not only important to rejoice, But it's always important as you're praising God and you're making sure that you understand what you're doing, that you remember the wonders that God has done. So when you give God praise, you need to recollect, recall, remember, look what the Lord has done. And then, beloved, participate in giving God tremendous praise because he's worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. When God has done something miraculous for you, when God has done something that you know you could not do yourself, you ought to find ways to praise. I hope that's what you're doing today. I hope it's what you do tomorrow as we get ready for church. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the fact, Lord God, that we have ways to praise. That, Lord God, we are to share our praise with others. That we are to tell somebody and testify to somebody about your goodness, your mercy, your grace, how you've brought us through, Lord God. Make known among the nations, Lord. That's what we're supposed to do, what you have done. Instead of gossip, Lord, we're supposed to give you glory. But then, God, thank you, Jesus, that we're supposed to lift praise directly to you. Lord, we sing praises to you. We lift up your righteous name. We tell you, God, of your wonderful acts. We tell you, God, just how great you really are. We look to you and your strength, and God, we seek your face. And then, God, we ought to praise you and give you praise, and we ought to direct it at ourselves. We ought to be the ones that rejoice. We are called to be the ones to remember because we are your children. And because we are your children, you have provided for us and blessed us and given us, Lord, what we so desperately need. Thank you, God. And so, God, in each way, we're going to find a way to praise. We're going to praise you, Lord. We're going to give you the glory in the moment that it happens, Lord God. When the breakthrough comes, Lord God. When the door is open. When the healing takes place. When the transformation comes down the line. In that moment, no matter where I am, no matter what I'm doing, I'm going to find a way to give you praise. So, God, we thank you and we adore you and we bless you this morning. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank God. God bless you, beloved. Listen, if you've listened to this message and you've thought about just how good God has been, find some way to give God praise. And listen, you don't have to wait till tomorrow. You can do it right now. Give God the praise because he's worthy of the glory, the honor, and the praise. God bless you. Day 28. We're off tomorrow, back on Monday. Amen. The countdown continues. God bless you. See you in church. Amen.